Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As fast as legislators left Helena last week for the start of their mid-session transmittal break, they are now returning to their offices for the second half of the 2017 legislative session. The Senate returns this evening at 5 p.m., and the House reconvenes tomorrow at 1. In addition to the return of the legislature, there are other events adding to the energy in Helena. Over the weekend, Democrats chose Rob Quist as their nominee to replace Republican Ryan Zinke as Montana's lone congressman. Tonight, Republicans will choose their nominee from a slate of 7 candidates. The selection of the nominees starts a short 85-day sprint to the special election on May 25th. On another front, today is also the start of TeenPAC 2017, a week-long leadership training class for teens 13 to 18 years of age. It's similar to Boys and Girls State, but from a Judeo-Christian perspective. Students from across Montana converge on the Capitol for 5 days of intense worldview training, lectures by Montana's top elected officials, and an in-depth immersion into the inner workings of a legislative session. Although the class uses politics and the legislature as the medium to teach leadership skills, the purpose of the class is not to create Montana's next generation of politicians. Rather, it's to give students those skills necessary to become successful at whatever God has planned for them. They learn things like critical analysis, debate skills, public speaking, relational skills, and strategic thinking, all in a setting that's fun and exciting. Years ago, the class was meeting with Montana Supreme Court Justice Jim Rice. After giving the requisite talk on the role of the courts, Justice Rice asked if there were any questions. One of the students respectfully stood and asked if the justice believed in moral absolutes. Justice Rice paused for a moment, then responded that he did, and went on to explain his reasoning. The next question was just as challenging, and so was the third. After the students left, Justice Rice told me that that was the first time he had ever been challenged on an intellectual level by high school students. I've always thought that if TeenPAC is giving their students skills that allow them to challenge a sitting Supreme Court justice on an intellectual level, they must be doing something right. Students also learn how to apply scripture in practical ways, and another fond memory of mine is of a small group of TeenPAC students who asked if they could pray for the Speaker of the House. His secretary said that he was in a meeting, but she would check. She came back and ushered the students into the Speaker's office, and there at the table were the Speaker of the House Majority Leader, and former Lieutenant Governor Carl Oes. The kids asked if they could pray for them, and Lieutenant Governor Oes said, "Why don't you pray for us, and then let us pray for you?" Can you imagine the impact on a young person when the top leaders of the state prayed for them? It was an experience they'll never forget, and it's the type of thing that happens whenever TeenPAC comes to Helena. TeenPAC's motto is changing lives to change the world, and they certainly are. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.